Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Welcome to the Spiritual Awakening with Shaz podcast, where we unlock the power within and navigate the journey of your self-discovery together. I'm Shaz Sini, your spiritual mentor and life coach, here to help you tap into your inner guidance system and manifest your best life. Whether you're just beginning your spiritual journey or looking to deepen your practice, this podcast offers insights, techniques, and inspiration to elevate your consciousness and transform your reality. Get ready to shine your light and embrace your true potential. Remember, the answers are inside you. Let me be your guide on earth. Welcome back to the Spiritual Awakening with Shaz podcast. I'm your host, Shaz Sini. And today I'm going to talk about the awakening process and the connection that it has to your body. This episode is titled Listening to Your Body and How It Communicates with You During the Awakening Process. Because one of the first signs that most people do wake up to is disease, illness, pain, or disruption in their body. During my personal spiritual awakening, I had so many problems with my health in my 20s. So from 18, I started with appendicitis that wasn't really appendicitis. And then I had problems with my uterus and my cycle, and lung conditions, as well as some aches and pains and mystery diseases. So my body was totally misaligned with who I was and what I was doing. But the main recurring factor was the lung. I started at 18 when I developed asthma. My mother and brother had asthma as a child, but I never did until I was an adult. And then I got bronchiolitis, I got bronchitis, I had pneumonia, I had pleurisy, I had every lung problem known to man. So smoke, especially bushfire smoke, used to set me off really bad. Heavy amounts of dust would set me off. Certain flowers would set me off. And if there was a bug going around, I had glandular fever for 2 years before they discovered I had glandular fever. And these are all conditions associated with the lung and breathing and learning about the different aspects of why the body was communicating this with me. I discovered some very, very helpful resources that I'm very attached to and I utilize to this day, and I teach people to access them. One of them is the You Can Heal Your Body or You Can Heal Your Life book by Louise L. Hay. She was the first one that ever opened my eyes to how the body communicated with us and how your intuition and your soul was trying to get information through. I have her very special collector's editions, and in it, I'll just read to you what the lung condition was, okay? So lung is about the ability to take in life. The problems for that and pneumonia were depression, grief, fear of taking in life, or not feeling worthy of living life fully. And when I read this book and the first time I ever found it whilst trying to discover why I had so many different versions of lung conditions, it blew my mind. It changed everything within me because it made so much sense. From being told so often as a child that I shouldn't have been here and I wasn't wanted, I really didn't have any value on life. And that manifested in the disease in my body. The other major aspect that I used to get a lot was tinnitus. but it was intermittent. So it would come every now and then and not all the time. And when I looked up the meaning of that, it means about refusal to listen, not hearing the inner voice, and stubbornness. Let me tell you, I had those characteristics down pat. My guides and spirit team would try and talk to me all the time, and I wouldn't pay attention because I felt totally unworthy and not ready for the connection and to realize that I actually have importance and that my life had value. So throughout that spiritual awakening journey, it really awakened me to the essence of these aches and pains and mystery illnesses, mystery diseases that went undiagnosed for so, so long. When I reviewed it from the perspective of what it meant and what was going on in my life at the time, these reasons were very relevant. So through my 20s, when I had the glandular fever, it was after I quit talking to spirit because of the experience that I had with that reading that I mentioned in the last episode. And I wouldn't listen and I wouldn't feel valued because I felt once again responsible and was felt like was my fault that that incident happened when it wasn't. So throughout my whole spiritual journey, one of the key factors that I've learned to over time is to pay attention to the signals in your body. I know when spirit try to communicate with you, they'll send you signs, they'll send you symbols, they'll send you messages, they'll use songs, they will use any format that they can. And literally the last line of defense is your body, because your health is the one thing that you listen to. Now, the first time they send you a body symptom or a form of disease, it's subtle. So it's, a friend of mine referred to it being like a feather. I refer to it as a light slap in the face, right? It's a niggle in the throat. It's a pain in the shoulder. It's intermittent tinnitus, right? And then the second time, if you pay attention to that and you work on it and you remove it, those symptoms disappear and you become aligned with what you want, follow the pathway and create happiness and joy in all areas of life. But when you ignore it, they move to the next phase or the next level of disease for you. And this is where I contracted pneumonia 1 year, pleurisy 2 years later, bronchiolitis 3 years later, and asthma so bad that I nearly died from it because I could not get enough oxygen into my body. Unfortunately, at the time, I still wasn't fully aware of what it all meant and I still wasn't ready to heal. But I plodded along and I did the best that I could with what I knew at the time. And I learnt over time what it meant. And this started my full healing journey because I was sick of every 2 to 3 years having this cycle of disease. And it would go fine for a little bit and then I'd be sick as a dog the next. And I was in a perpetual cycle. So when I discovered how the symptoms meant something and to pay attention to them, just learning about them can be sometimes enough, but many times it actually isn't. There are elements that there are there to identify the emotional block or the thought pattern that you need to change or the circumstances in your life that have to have a total disruption. The first and second cases, the second case can feel like hell. It can feel really bad, but it's not the worst case scenario. And if you continue to stop listening to your body or not pay attention to those signs, you will eventually manifest true disease in the forms of autoimmune, cancer, broken bones, like total dislocations of the body or degenerative diseases that mean you get sicker and sicker and potentially end up dying. So while you're going through your journey, really pay attention to what your body is telling you. Because as I said, the first time is gentle. It's like a feather or a light slap in the face saying, please pay attention to me and we need to get on a different path. The second time is harsher and harder. This is where we get things like burnout or complete overwhelm, great depression, anxiety symptoms like panic attacks. This is all in the second phase. And then the third phase, when you're truly not listening and getting on the pathway of all they've asked you to do and all you've agreed to do from a soul level, we manifest true disease. And cancer, autoimmune, these are things that are a massive fight for you. So my wish for you is to truly pay attention to your body, how it shows up and what it does and why it makes all the difference. Some resources you can use, as I said, is Louise O'Hay and her beautiful books. One of the greatest healing aspects and journeys I went on is Louise also has this beautiful workbook called Love Yourself, Heal Your Life workbook. And I took a journey through this workbook in my journal about all my disease to learn who I was and what was happening in my life. And my other favorite text is this little book called The Body is the Barometer of the Soul. Now, this has many similar but slightly different intakes, but it tells you what's going on in the body. The difference between this and Louise's book is Louise will give you affirmations to help you heal. And this identifies more things. This book, The Body is the Barometer of the Soul, has aspects within it about the bones and the spine. And also at the very back, as an extension of self, it has this mini section on your vehicle, because your car or mode of transport is an extension of yourself. So if your body isn't hearing the disruption or getting what it needs to know, spirit and your unconscious mind or your higher self will create problems in your vehicle for you to pay attention to. And they can tell you quite easily, like one of the things that I had is most of us have all had a fan belt broke, right? And the fan belt is you're not understanding yourself, which is the power you need for your progress. And it's just a hint to create better understanding in life. And the other book that I've reconnected with lately is The Secret Language of Your Body. And this one has a few more in-depth descriptions of why and how these problems show up in your life. And it talks about the different emotions as well, and then what their imbalance or the problems with those can cause, right? So one of the pages I just happened to open to is fear, okay? Fear contributes to many health conditions such as ulcers, urinary infections, venereal disease, tumors, cancers, insomnia, sinusitis, sciatica, back pain, Parkinson's disease, OCD, impotence, hepatitis, hemorrhoids, diabetes, cysts, anorexia, agoraphobia, and many others. So if you're living in a constant state of fear or that fight or flight response that a lot of us sit in because we don't heal our trauma, your body is going to manifest all of these different types of disease. And all of that is just to get your attention, to get you on a healing pathway, to reconnect to your soul, to find out why you're incarnated, what are the lessons you're meant to be learning, and what is the goal or mission that your soul asks you to do when you're incarnated. But when we are born, we forget. Our younger self between 0 and 7 holds all those memories. And that's why if you ever want to know what you're meant to do, go back and ask yourself, what did you want to be when you were 5 years old? Because it's a good chance it was very in line with what your soul mission was. Now, when I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a teacher. And I'm a spiritual coach, a mentor. If you actually ask me what I wanted to teach you about, I wanted to teach you about life and what the soul's journey was, which is exactly what I've become. But in the language of a five-year-old, that just meant a teacher. And some people tried to steer me towards education. And I didn't finish high school. My mother wouldn't allow me to finish high school. And it was a very depressing stage for me because I love school. It was fascinating to me. And I wanted to get the most out of my brain in education. So as a young adult, when I was 21, I enrolled in a Bachelor of Arts degree. And decided that since teaching was what I always wanted to do, and it never went away and it was always there. So I thought I'd just go get a teaching degree And I signed up for this course that was a 3-year course. And 6 months into it, I got sick and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. And that was the start of my 2-year journey with glandular fever. Now, early on in the journey, I got tested and I was told that, no, I don't have it. It's not showing up in the body. It was finally 18 months after the first test. So early on was about 4 months in and I asked, do I have glandular fever? No, you don't, 100%. 18 months later, when I asked for another test for glandular fever, because I knew my body told me what was wrong, but it wasn't properly symptomatic in the body, of which I personally don't understand. I have all these symptoms that don't show up on tests, but they were spiritual symptoms because I wasn't paying attention. So I had the precursor of glandular fever without it truly manifesting in my body as a way for me to identify that I needed to change the pathway and alter what I was doing. And from my perspective now is that teaching to become a school teacher was never the pathway for me. But due to that illness, I wasn't able to finish that degree anyway because I was so sick, I couldn't cope with it all. And throughout it, I shifted and pivoted and decided to get into a position not long after in the company I used to work at Telstra back in the day of teaching people how to use the new computer system that we had coming. So I effectively became a trainer and my health improved. So following more closely aligned with your pathway is going to clear up the symptoms and make it better. Eventually, the last sickness that I had was back in 2016 when I needed to shift my business from one location to another. And I ended up with whooping cough, which was once again not feeling like the right to live and the lung conditions. Because I wasn't truly living the pathway, but I was still carrying the full burdens of my pain, of being feeling like that I wasn't worthy in this life and I didn't have a true purpose and I wasn't making the difference that my soul wanted to make. My soul has a big mission and I want to help so many people understand that we are a soul having a human experience and that our intuition, our soul, our higher self, whatever version of self you want to call that, will do everything in its power to communicate with you. It will send you signs, as I said, it will give you aches and pains. It will bring up emotional areas. It will trigger you. It will make you go from loving something, thriving in it, to hating it, into complete burnout and falling apart. It will upset and derail your life on many different areas when you're not following the pathway. And in order to awaken people and to share this journey with them, I had to go through my own multiple awakenings. And the clear message that I have, and I know it without any doubt in my mind whatsoever, is your intuition will use every power it has to communicate with you, whether that's through your clairs, through signs, through messages through other people, through messages from loved ones in spirit, via mediumship, through music, through TV, through... There's no coincidence, right? If you're in a conflict and you see an answer and someone's talking to your soul, that's your intuition guiding the way. And the absolute last line of defense is your body. And it starts subtly and small, and then it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And I'm coming to terms with the understanding, and this is my view of the world, and you don't have to agree with me, and I'm fine with that. But my true understanding of the world is that when we do manifest the big diseases like autoimmune and cancer, they are our biggest wake-up calls and so many people awaken during that time. And they are there to steer you back towards your pathway, to get onto your soul mission, to fulfill the contract that you made when you wrote your record and to learn the lessons and to stop repeating the mistakes and to become all your soul knows you can be. And to love yourself unconditionally and go out and make a massive difference in this world. And if you don't get on board with that mission, unfortunately, that disease will take your life. Never let it get to that stage. Never allow your intuition to your higher self to give up on you so much. It creates a life-ending disease so that in its version of soul, you can end this life since you're not following the pathway, and they can reincarnate in another where you can do it all again. But no matter what we do live on, we have future lives like we've had past lives. And sometimes the pains and aches in our body are lessons from past lives that we have to clear, or the genealogically line. So it can be your ancestors that you have to do the healing for. Part of the soul journey is a healing journey to grow and evolve to experience better emotion. One of the biggest core factors that we ever come to learn on this 3D planet that we're on here on Earth is the art of forgiveness. Just like it says in Neil Donald Walsh's book, The Little Soul and the Sun, I think that's the name of it, where the soul asks to come and learn forgiveness and another soul volunteers to come and teach them the harshest lesson they ever can, but we have to remember to forgive them so we can appreciate that art. Our problem is people do bad things to us. We create trauma. We hold on to that trauma. That trauma creates body, physiological problems like CPTSD. And how do I know? Because I've had it. It creates anxiety and panic attacks. I've had that too. It creates depression. I've had that too. It creates disease. I've had that too. And in all throughout it, I've had to learn to forgive those who did things to me, forgive myself for not understanding what the lessons were and finding grace in each one, and to discover who I am. And the greatest part for me is I've done that. And I love my life. It's not quite perfect, but it's getting there. And every day I learn a new lesson because I pay attention to my body. I pay attention to the signals from my higher self and my soul. And I do everything in my power to learn each and every day. Now, these symptoms in the body, as I said, can be very subtle. Increase in blood pressure, flutters in the body, a scratch on the arm, for example, can be a disruption about what you're saying and incongruence with the meridian. Little itches here and there to bigger aches and pains. There's no coincidence. If you're walking along and you bang your elbow, you want to go find out what that's telling you or what you're not paying attention to. Scrapes and little aches and pains, they're all the subtle aspects that it starts with. And then the next phase is a bit deeper than that. Sometimes the common cold and the flu are subtle reminders about what you're doing and where you're focusing on. And then deeper than that, it gets to, like, some of my deeper ones were gallbladder attack. I had to go and have my gallbladder out. The problems that I suffered with my uterus. Fixable problems that once you remove the problem area, it is solved and cured, and there's no more further requirement of treatment. That's the middle phase. And then we get to the third phase, or the harsher phase, and that's lifelong continuing disease. Now, for women, some of those things include PCOS, so polycystic ovary syndrome. Now, when I was younger, I had an ultrasound done where I had that, and I had over 100 cysts on my ovaries. And 3 years later, when I had another scan, I had none. And I don't know who was more shocked, me or my gynecologist, who turned around and told me it was impossible and there was something wrong, to go back and do it again to discover once again I had none. So whatever I'd done during those 3 intervening years had solved that problem for me. But I did it unconsciously at the time and unaware or subconsciously, because it wasn't something that I worked on. But when I did go and review the texts, it really made sense to me. I'll just quickly go and see if I can find it in one of the books. It's not in that one. I do vaguely remember looking it up, and it really made a whole lot of sense to me at the time. It's not in there. So we'll just go straight to the ovaries. Then that one. We'll begin this one. Okay. The ovaries is about, the represents the point of creation and creativity and being creative in your flow. At the time, I do remember looking it up and thinking, oh, that's when I started doing and learning some, I did a makeup course. So I was learning creative through the arts of makeup. I learned some musical stuff and I was doing a lot of creative energy, and that was part of what cleared it up for me. And I didn't realize it was so simple. It didn't make the fibroid go away that I contracted when I was 29. And the basis of that was anger at my mother. And I never resolved that anywhere near in time. And eventually it cost me my uterus because I had to have a hysterectomy to save my life. So trust me when I tell you that not listening to your intuition, not clearing your emotions, not releasing your trauma, not finding forgiveness, not standing in your power creates problems in your body. This is not something that is just educational to me. This is firsthand experience. I have suffered so much different disease within my body. Touch wood, pray to God. I have never suffered from cancer because I don't plan on manifesting it. Because when issues come up with my body, whether they're aches, pains, or problems, I will face the emotions, I will face the healing, I will hold myself accountable, and I will get rid of them. And I will tune in and find out what my spirit guides want and what my intuition is telling me, because that makes all the difference. As you readjust your energy, you are going to want to focus on cleansing and clearing your chakras, paying attention to the aches and pains in your body, finding out what it is, and then doing the emotional releasing. There are a few different methods and techniques that you can use, or I strongly recommend you find a spiritual healer. One of the big problems that we have when it comes to these signals within the body, if you are not highly attuned to your body and aware of who you are, you're going to mislabel the pain or put it in a different direction or not focus on. Because some problems have many different emotions and you'll label it one without getting to the core problem of it. This is why I do recommend you see a coach or a healer to get to the root cause of the problem. Because one of the biggest lessons I had to learn, and as I said, it cost me my uterus because I didn't get to the core of the problem in time, is that you will never clear an emotion that's not true. So us clearing surface anger and unworthiness and self-doubt when the anger was much deeper than that. And my body come up with new and stronger diseases, because in between my first episodes of the major problems with my uterus and the fibroid that I had, I developed a pulmonary embolism or a clot on my lung spontaneously out of nowhere. There was no reason for it. I had no idea. And to treat that clot, to dissolve it, to save my life, I was on warfarin for 6 months. And that warfarin thinned the blood that made the fibroid grow. And it grew out of control that in the space of 7 months, I hemorrhaged 3 times and I nearly died because I wasn't facing my anger. It was the day before my surgery where I went to a psychic to get a reading, and she said to me, oh my God, you're full of so much anger. And I said, yeah, I know. And she asked me, do I know who it's for? And I said, yeah, I discovered it about a week ago. And unfortunately for me, it was too late. I don't have many regrets in my life, but my deepest scar is because of that unprocessed anger and the hurt that I created from my childhood and all the pain associated with that, that I lost my uterus. After miscarrying my twins, I was not able to fall pregnant again because there was too much damage. And therefore, I was unable to have children. All of these problems that we manifest in our body stop us living the best life that we're meant to live. I have come to terms with mine, so I'm very grateful. And I have a great silver lining because, quite frankly, no longer having a period in my life, this is the biggest blessing known to man. If you have any idea of all the suffering I had since I first got my period as a child to the time that it stopped when I was 37, I am beyond grateful that my life was saved. So please pay attention to your body, tune in to your chakras, do regular chakra balances, get regular healing, cut your energy cords. Every single day, we create a cord from you to the person that you walk past on the street, who you meet in the room, who you... everywhere. If you commute to work, you meet someone at the train station, all the people on the train, there's these energetic cords attached to them, and their energy interacts with yours. And you could be picking up their own disease rather than your own. So you need to energetically cut your cords and sever that each day. Call your energy back to each day. Make sure you ground and protect your energy. White light, bring protection around you. Whatever skills, whatever practices that you can use to maintain the health and well-being of your mind, body, and soul. Now, Al, you may or may not understand that there are three major bodies within. There's the physical body. There's four, actually. So the physical body, and then there's the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. And recently, I just learned there are machines that can go and see disruption in these etheric bodies of ours connected to our soul. You can see the disease in those bodies long before it reaches the physical body. The things that manifest in our physical body are emotional blockages, emotional problems or emotional disruption or trauma, mental thoughts, mental problems, mental disagreements, mental arguments, and spiritual disconnections, belief in God, non-belief in God, belief in spirit, non-belief in spirit, whatever religious or spiritual aspect you can come up with, wherever there is great polarity, these instances are going to create disease within your body. But they're just there to highlight to you to do the inner work, to find your connection to Source, God, Allah, Buddha, whomever, Shiva, whatever name, Jehovah, whatever name you decide to give God, it is all one God. Your God loves me and my God loves you, and they're all one and singular in the same. But that spiritual connection, in order to re-ascend in life, you first have to descend down to the physical body and arise through the emotion by clearing all the emotions and clearing all the mental, then clearing all the spiritual in order to get back to that deep, elevated peace, enlightenment, and happiness and joy. But it takes work, right? And the only one that can really do it is you. Through truth, honesty, and finding balance and agreement. No longer holding on to things that cause you pain. The reason these things manifest in our body is we're holding on to things that we've actually overcome and learnt the lesson, but we have a perspective or a energy or vibration of victim mentality of somebody did this to me. Everything in life has been done through you, because of you, or as you, because you created it to grow. And as harsh as it is to hear, and let me tell you, I didn't like it the first time I come to the comprehension of it either. Every single thing that you've ever been through in life, you wanted to go through. You asked for it to come so that you could evolve. And the fact that you survived it and got through it and have that 100% success rate means that you're a miracle worker, right? Because that's exactly the only way you ever could have learned the lesson that you chose to learn. And that's why we incarnate as humans on Earth. So please pay attention to your body, listen to the physical signs, do the inner work, get in touch with your emotions, understand your mental thinking, your beliefs, your values, the way you interact with people. Find your spirit, whether it's through spirituality, religion, Christianity, Catholicism, Islam, the Kabbalah, Buddhism, any of the religions, they all have one singular goal of reconnecting you to your spirit, to your source energy that is connected to the oneness of that they call God, by whatever name he goes. One of the great ways to come to understanding of how and what is going on within your body is through journaling and paying attention to the niggles, the signs, and asking yourself, what does this mean for me and what can I learn from this? And drill down deep into asking some simple questions, right? When I do coaching and I want to get to the root cause, I'm going to ask you, how is that a problem for you? What is the problem? How is it a problem? And what do you want instead? And then why don't you have it already? And what's stopping you? It's the part that's stopping you is part of the core. And then we drill down 7 times of how that's a problem to get to the root cause of the issue. It is always better when somebody else is asking you the question, because there is less likely for you to filter. Because trust me, none of us want to confront what we call demons or our problems or our anger or our victimizations, any of the problems that have created us to be who we are. But it is through acknowledging, appreciating, accepting, and coming to a totally new perception of what you gain from it. Because trust me, you gain something, because who you are today is magnificent, right? And you wouldn't be who you are today without any of those lessons. So embrace them for what they are. Pay attention to who you are. And give yourself permission to be everything that you ever can be. Because the ultimate goal of these niggles, these pains, these directives in our body and our intuition trying to get our attention is to draw us back towards our goal, to bring us back into alignment with the greatness that we incarnated to be, to awaken us back to our soul mission and journey, and to show up as the soul that we know we are, rather than what we've allowed other people to mold us into be. All the power resides inside you. You just have to listen to it. The subtle guidance is there. You attune to it. You pay attention through your journal, through channeling, through reading, through oracle cards, affirmation cards, however, or whatever tools your spirit guide decides to communicate with you is, with you find the answer. So please, pay attention to your body. If you don't have the resources and you want to know what any particular ache or pain means, Google is your best friend. Just Google the metaphysical meaning of pain, ache, anger, emotion, whatever. The emotion, the mental, the physical, the spiritual problem, the metaphysical meaning of it. And there are plenty of resources out there to guide your way. Or Google the metaphysical meanings of the songs or the words, the signs, the animals or the spirits or the symbology that shows up in your life, because it's there to guide your way too. And for those who are more attuned, close your eyes, calm your mind, take a few deep breaths and communicate with your higher self or spirit guide. For trust me, if you ask them the question, and you're ready to hear it, they will certainly give you the answer. Thank you for listening. I'd love it if you could subscribe to the channel, follow me on Facebook if you like. I'll put all the links in the description. If you have any questions or feedback, please comment on the podcast or email me at shaz@shazcini.com.au. Any recommendations for any episodes in the future, please tell me what you need to hear about. I'm happy to create personal perspective episodes for you. And not too far down the track, I will be doing some one-on-one interviews with other people to share their spiritual awakening journey, to show you how they have overcome their trials and tribulations in life to become the best version of themselves that they can be. Always know that I'm here to be your guide on earth. Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Awakening with Shaz podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe down below so you don't miss an episode. You can also follow us on Facebook with the links below. Until next time, trust your intuition and let your spirit soar.
With a Wealthfront cash account, your uninvested cash earns 4% annual percentage yield from partner banks with free instant withdrawals, even on weekends and holidays. 4% APY is not a promotional rate, and there's no limit to what you can deposit and earn. Wealthfront, money works better here. Go to Wealthfront.com to start today. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront is not a bank. The APY on cash deposits as of December 27, 2024 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds in the cash account are swept to partner banks where they earn the variable APY.